I still remember the night our entire DevOps team was paged because our Prometheus instance ran out of disk space, causing all our alerting to fail, and it turned out our retention period was set way too high. We were storing 90 days of metrics data, which for our scale was completely unsustainable, and we had to scramble to set up a Thanos cluster with the Prometheus operator to handle our long-term storage needs. It was a real wake-up call about the importance of planning for scale with Prometheus. What makes that even harder is when you're dealing with a large distributed system where metrics are being generated from multiple sources, and you need to balance the trade-off between data, retention, and query performance. We actually ran into this last quarter when we tried to implement a remote write configuration to send our metrics data to a Cortex cluster for Federation, but we quickly realized that our recording rules weren't optimized for query performance, and it was causing our Prometheus. I'd push back on the idea that this is just a matter of adding more resources. In our experience, the key is to carefully manage your metrics cardinality, and that's where tools like Victoria Metrics can be really useful as a drop-in alternative to Prometheus.
The thing most teams miss about scaling Prometheus is that it's not just about handling the volume of data, but also about ensuring that your alert manager configuration can handle the complexity of your alerting rules. We've seen cases where teams have set up intricate routing and inhibition rules, but they haven't properly accounted for the nuances of exemplar-based alerting, and it's caused all sorts of issues with trace correlation and root cause analysis. We've also found that implementing proper security RBAC with Prometheus is crucial, especially in enterprise environments where you have multiple teams accessing the same Prometheus instance, and you need to ensure that they can only access the metrics data that's relevant to. What's more, when you're dealing with a large distributed system, you need to be able to manage your metrics data at scale. And that's where tools like Prometheus Operator and Thanos come in. They provide a way to manage your metrics data lifecycle, from ingestion to storage to query, and they give you the flexibility to scale your Prometheus instance up or down as needed. I'd add that one of the most important things we've learned is the importance of monitoring your Prometheus instance itself, making sure that you're tracking key metrics like disk usage, CPU, utilization, and query latency, and that you have alerts set up to notify you when.
We actually ran into a situation where our Prometheus instance was experiencing high query latency due to a large number of concurrent queries, and we had to implement a caching layer using Redis to improve performance. It was a real challenge to get it working, but it ended up being a huge win for our team. We were able to reduce our query latency by over 50%, and it gave us the confidence to start exploring more advanced use cases for Prometheus, like using it to monitor our Kubernetes cluster. What makes that even harder is when you're dealing with a complex microservices-based architecture, and you need to be able to correlate metrics data from multiple sources. That's where tools like Grafana and New Relic come in. They provide a way to visualize your metrics data and gain insights into how your system is performing, and they give you the flexibility to create custom dashboards and alerts tailored to your specific use case. We've also found that implementing a proper metrics management strategy is crucial. This includes things like data retention, data pruning, and data aggregation, and it's essential to have a solid understanding of how your metrics data is being generated, processed, and stored, and how it's being used to inform business decisions. I'd push back on the idea that this is just a matter of throwing more tools at the problem. In our experience, the key is to carefully evaluate your metrics needs and develop a strategy that's tailored to your specific use case. And that's where tools like Prometheus and Thanos can be really useful. They provide a way to manage your metrics data lifecycle, from ingestion to storage to query.
One of the things that's often overlooked when it comes to Prometheus is the importance of managing metrics cardinality. This refers to the number of unique metric names and labels, and it can have a huge impact on performance. We've seen cases where teams have allowed their metrics cardinality to get out of control, and it's caused all sorts of issues with query performance and data retention. And it's essential to have a solid understanding of how your metrics data is being generated and processed, and how it's being used to inform business. We've also found that implementing proper security controls is crucial. This includes things like authentication, authorization, and encryption. And it's essential to have a solid understanding of how your metrics data is being accessed and used, and how it's being protected from unauthorized access. And that's where tools like Prometheus Security RBAC come in. They provide a way to manage access to your metrics data and ensure that only authorized users can access sensitive information. What's more, when you're dealing with a large distributed system, you need to be able to manage your metrics data at scale, and that's where tools like Victoria Metrics come in. They provide a way to manage your metrics data lifecycle, from ingestion to storage to query, and they give you the flexibility to scale your Prometheus instance up or down as needed. And they provide a drop-in alternative to Prometheus that can help you manage your metrics data more efficiently. I'd add that one of the most important things we've learned is the importance of monitoring your Prometheus instance itself. Making sure that you're tracking key metrics like disk usage, CPU, utilization, and query latency, and that you have alerts set up to notify you when something goes wrong. And that's where tools like Alert Manager come in. They provide a way to manage your alerts and notifications and ensure that you're notified when something goes wrong.
When implementing Prometheus at enterprise scale, one of the key considerations is long-term storage. And we've seen companies use a combination of local storage and cloud-based object storage to achieve this, for example, using Amazon S3 or Google Cloud Storage to store historical metrics data, and then using tools like Thanos to manage the data lifecycle and provide a scalable and durable storage solution. Additionally, federation is another important aspect, where multiple Prometheus instances are deployed across different environments and then federated to provide a unified view of metrics data. And this is particularly useful in large-scale enterprises where there are multiple teams and departments, each with their own Prometheus instance. We've also seen companies use advanced alerting techniques, such as using machine learning algorithms to detect anomalies in metrics data and then triggering alerts based on those anomalies. And this can help to reduce false positives and improve the overall efficiency of the monitoring system. For instance, companies like Netflix and Uber have implemented advanced alerting systems that use machine learning and data analytics to detect issues before they become incidents. And this has helped them to improve their overall system reliability and uptime.
I'd like to delve deeper into the topic of real-world examples. And one that comes to mind is the use of Prometheus in a large-scale e-commerce platform, where the company used Prometheus to monitor their entire infrastructure, from the application servers to the database servers. And they were able to use the metrics data to optimize their system performance and improve their overall customer experience. The company used a combination of Prometheus and Grafana to visualize their metrics data, and they were able to create custom dashboards that showed key metrics such as request latency, error rates, and system utilization. And this helped them to quickly identify issues. And in terms of war stories, I've heard of companies that have struggled with Prometheus scalability and have had to implement custom solutions to handle large volumes of metrics data, such as using a combination of Prometheus and Apache Cassandra to store and manage their metrics data. And this has helped them to improve their system reliability and performance. For example, one company used a tool called Promsy to proxy their Prometheus requests and reduce the load on their Prometheus server. And this helped them to improve their system performance and reduce their latency.
Enterprise patterns are also an important consideration when implementing Prometheus. And one pattern that comes to mind is the use of a centralized monitoring system where all metrics data is collected and stored in a single location and then used to generate alerts and notifications. And this can help to improve system visibility and reduce the complexity of the monitoring system. Another pattern is the use of a decentralized monitoring system, where metrics data is collected and stored locally and then federated to provide a unified view of the system. And this can help to improve system scalability and reliability. In terms of advanced use cases, one that comes to mind is the use of Prometheus in a cloud-native environment, where the company uses Prometheus to monitor their Kubernetes cluster. And they're able to use the metrics data to optimize their cluster performance and improve their overall system reliability. For instance, companies like Google and Amazon have implemented Prometheus in their cloud-native environments, and they're using it to monitor their Kubernetes clusters and optimize their system performance.
Integration points are also an important consideration when implementing Prometheus. And one integration point that comes to mind is the use of Prometheus with other monitoring tools, such as Grafana and Alert Manager, and this can help to improve system visibility and reduce the complexity of the monitoring system. Another integration point is the use of Prometheus with logging tools, such as ELK and Splunk, and this can help to improve system visibility and reduce the complexity of the monitoring system. In terms of security considerations, one consideration that comes to mind is the use of authentication and authorization to control access to the Prometheus server, and this can help to improve system security and reduce the risk of unauthorized access. For example, companies like Twitter and Facebook have implemented authentication and authorization mechanisms to control access to their Prometheus servers, and this has helped them to improve their system security and reduce the risk of unauthorized access.
When it comes to security considerations, another important aspect is the use of encryption to protect metrics data, both in transit and at rest. And this can help to improve system security and reduce the risk of data breaches. Additionally, companies should also consider implementing role-based access control to restrict access to metrics data. And this can help to improve system security and reduce the risk of unauthorized access. In terms of advanced use cases, another example that comes to mind is the use of Prometheus in an IoT environment, where the company uses Prometheus to monitor their IoT devices, and they're able to use the metrics data to optimize their device performance and improve their overall system reliability. For instance, companies like Siemens and GE have implemented Prometheus in their IoT environments, and they're using it to monitor their devices and optimize their system performance.
I'd like to explore more real-world examples of Prometheus implementation, such as the use of Prometheus in a financial services company, where the company used Prometheus to monitor their trading platform, and they were able to use the metrics data to optimize their system performance and improve their overall customer experience. The company used a combination of Prometheus and Grafana to visualize their metrics data, and they were able to create custom dashboards that showed key metrics such as request latency, error rates, and system utilization. And this helped them to quickly identify issues. And in terms of war stories, I've heard of companies that have struggled with Prometheus configuration and have had to implement custom solutions to handle complex configuration scenarios, such as using a combination of Prometheus and Ansible to automate their configuration management, and this has helped them to improve their system reliability and performance. For example, one company used a tool called PromGen to generate their Prometheus configuration files, and this helped them to simplify their configuration management and reduce their latency.
When implementing Prometheus, it's also important to consider the use of enterprise patterns, such as the use of a service mesh to monitor and manage microservices. And this can help to improve system visibility and reduce the complexity of the monitoring system. Another pattern is the use of a centralized logging system, where all logs are collected and stored in a single location, and then used to generate alerts and notifications. And this can help to improve system visibility and reduce the complexity of the monitoring system. In terms of advanced use cases, another example that comes to mind is the use of Prometheus in a machine learning environment, where the company uses Prometheus to monitor their machine learning models, and they're able to use the metrics data to optimize their model performance and improve their overall system reliability. For instance, companies like Netflix and Uber have implemented Prometheus in their machine learning environments, and they're using it to monitor their models and optimize their system performance. Additionally, companies like LinkedIn and Airbnb have also adopted Prometheus in their production environments, leveraging its scalability and flexibility to monitor their large-scale distributed systems, and they're using advanced alerting features like silencing and inhibition to reduce noise and improve signal-to-noise ratio, with specific configurations like setting up Alert Manager to send notifications to PagerDuty and using Prometheus Operator to manage their Prometheus deployments. They're also utilizing enterprise patterns like Federation to monitor their multi-tenant environments, where they have multiple Prometheus instances collecting metrics from different tenants, and then using a global Prometheus instance to aggregate the metrics and provide a unified view of the system with tool configurations like setting up a hierarchical federation architecture and using Kubernetes to manage their Prometheus deployments.
Implementing Prometheus at enterprise scale also requires careful consideration of security, such as authentication and authorization, data encryption, and access control, with specific configurations, like setting up Prometheus to use TLS encryption and authentication with OAuth, and they're using tools like Prometheus Operator to manage their Prometheus deployments and ensure that they're compliant with their organizational security policies. And they're also using advanced use cases like anomaly detection and forecasting to identify potential issues before they occur, with integration points like using Prometheus with other monitoring tools like Grafana and Alert Manager.
Another war story that comes to mind is a company that was experiencing issues with their Prometheus deployment, where they were seeing high latency and packet loss in their metrics data, and they were able to use tools like Prometheus Operator and Grafana to identify the root because of the issue, which was a misconfiguration in their Prometheus scrape interval, and they were able to adjust the configuration to fix the issue with specific tool configs, like setting up a dashboard in Grafana to monitor their Prometheus metrics and using Prometheus Operator to manage their Prometheus deployments. And they're also using advanced use cases like predictive analytics to forecast their system performance and optimize their resource utilization.
Real-world examples like this highlight the importance of careful planning and configuration when implementing Prometheus at enterprise scale. And companies need to consider factors like scalability, reliability, and security when designing their monitoring systems, with enterprise patterns like using a centralized logging system to collect and store logs from multiple sources, and then using Prometheus to monitor the logs and generate alerts and notifications. And they're also using integration points, like using Prometheus with other monitoring tools like New Relic and Datadog to provide a unified view of their system performance.
In terms of integration points, Prometheus can be integrated with a wide range of tools and systems, including Kubernetes, Docker, and AWS, with specific configurations like setting up Prometheus to monitor Kubernetes clusters and using AWS CloudWatch to collect metrics from AWS services. And this allows companies to leverage the strengths of each tool and create a comprehensive monitoring system, with advanced use cases like using Prometheus to monitor serverless applications and functions. And they're also using security considerations like encryption and access control to protect their metrics data.
Advanced use cases like anomaly detection and forecasting require the use of advanced techniques like machine learning and statistical analysis, with specific tool configs like setting up Prometheus to use machine learning libraries like scikit-learn and TensorFlow, and companies need to have a deep understanding of their system behavior and performance characteristics in order to implement these use cases effectively, with real-world examples like using Prometheus to detect anomalies in system performance and predict potential issues before they occur. And they're also using enterprise patterns, like using a centralized monitoring system to collect and store metrics from multiple sources.
War stories like this highlight the importance of careful planning and configuration when implementing Prometheus at enterprise scale, and companies need to consider factors like scalability, reliability, and security when designing their monitoring systems. With specific tool configs like setting up Prometheus to use a hierarchical federation architecture and using Kubernetes to manage their Prometheus deployments, and they're also using integration points like using Prometheus with other monitoring tools like Grafana and Alert Manager to provide a unified view of their system performance, and they're using advanced use cases like predictive analytics to forecast their system performance and optimize their resource utilization.
Companies like Google and Microsoft have also developed their own custom monitoring tools and systems with specific configurations, like setting up Prometheus to use a custom metrics collection system and using a custom alerting system to notify engineers of potential issues. And they're using enterprise patterns like using a centralized logging system to collect and store logs from multiple sources, and then using Prometheus to monitor the logs and generate alerts and notifications. And they're also using security considerations like encryption and access control to protect their metrics data, with real-world examples like using Prometheus to monitor cloud infrastructure and optimize their resource utilization.
All right, as we wrap up, I think there are a few key takeaways from our conversation today. Firstly, implementing a robust long-term storage solution for Prometheus is crucial for enterprise-scale applications. Secondly, federation is a game-changer for managing multiple Prometheus instances and getting a unified view of your metrics. And lastly, advanced alerting capabilities can significantly reduce noise and improve response times.
I agree, and I'd like to add a few more. For me, the importance of integrating Prometheus with existing tools and systems, like centralized logging and security frameworks, can't be overstated. Additionally, leveraging enterprise patterns like service discovery and automated deployment can simplify Prometheus management at scale. And finally, having a clear understanding of your metrics. Collection and retention policies is vital for making the most of Prometheus.
Absolutely. I think we're on the same page there. Although, I still believe that advanced alerting is the most critical aspect. It's what really drives value from your metrics data.
I see your point, but I have to respectfully disagree. I think security considerations like encryption and access control are just as important, if not more so. You could have the most sophisticated alerting system in the world, but if your metrics data is compromised, it's all for nothing.
That's a fair point, and I think we can both agree that it's a balancing act. Maybe we can dive deeper into security best practices for Prometheus in a future episode.
Sounds like a plan to me. Thanks for tuning in, everyone. If you want to learn more about Prometheus and enterprise monitoring, be sure to check out our show notes for links and resources.
And don't forget to subscribe to our podcast for more in-depth discussions on monitoring, observability, and all things tech. Until next time, thanks for listening, and we'll catch you in the next episode.